Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical engineer Frank and I got a great show. We are going to be talking about how you, and that's right, you can restore your liver if it's failing you. It's not rocket science, really. It's not that hard. So we're going to talk about that. Also, we're going to talk about some things in our beneficial report. We're going to cover that, and we do have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, a big salute and Semper Fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this nation up in prayer, and I hope you are too. Seek the Lord's face, because that is the way. So today's devotional is going to be in Psalms 11, which says, the righteousness Lord loves. The Lord loves righteousness, and his countenance beholds the upright, right? For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. And blessed are they that do hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Amen. Standing up for righteousness' sake does have costs. Anybody that's done it knows that. So kudos to those who have the grit to do the right thing. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker. After Hurricane Florence blew through the Carolinas, guess what they got down there in Florence? On the coastline, they got these gigantuous mosquitoes. One resident by the name of Robert Phillips says he describes these bugs as a bad science fiction movie. North Carolina State University epidemiology professor Michael Riskind said that Fayetteville Observer reported on Florence's floodwaters caused the eggs of mosquitoes, a species called Phoscophoria clarida, to hatch, because these type of mosquitoes, they don't hatch in dry weather, but when you have a deluge of heavy rains, that's when the eggs hatch. They actually have gotten a nickname called the Gala Nippers because their bite is painful, and they like to lay eggs in these low-lying swampy areas. Uncle Cooper, I affectionately call him Uncle Cooper because he's our Governor Roy Cooper. Not thrilled with Roy Cooper, don't be misunderstanding, but he's ordered a $4 million treatment of mosquito control down there on the coastline. They are saying the mosquitoes are not transmitting many diseases, not any, but they're not transmitting many, so you may get some diseases, whatever they are. I didn't listen. All right, last but not least in the quack report, apparently healthcare data hacks are on the rise. We reported on this a while back. More than 175 million healthcare records have been breached since 2010, getting more vulnerable by the day, according to a new analysis that got published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. These data breaches that affect about 500 people, more than 500 people, according to the federal government, so that they have been more than 2,100 of them data breaches since 2010. So technology at its best there. So your information isn't private in the healthcare industry, just so you know. And that wraps the quack report. Hey, Frank. Okay. We're going to be talking about your liver and how much power you have at helping that organ out of distress and malfunction and disease. In modern life, our liver is really the most abused organ in the body. Over 500,000 Americans get this diagnosis that they have sick livers every year. So we have about 30 million Americans that are living with liver disease. So that's 1 in 10 people. So liver disease causes 10% of the deaths in the United States. So for every 100,000 that are hospitalized with liver disease, about 31,000 will die. Now we should, think of the liver as kind of a shock absorber to the body. The liver stores a lot of energy for the body. It uses it later. It also helps the immune system by manufacturing what are called gamma globulin, it's kind of a blood serum protein. And that protein contains antibodies to help fight bacteria, viruses, and other infections. So we live in this world that, a lot of things can stress our liver if we're not careful. So if the liver begins to fail, it is time to help it regenerate. So instead of doing the walking for the liver cures to raise money for science, there are natural ways to help the liver heal itself. But let's find out how we can protect and restore our liver function. But first, we got to get to some liver facts. Let's find out, what we should avoid to help minimize the risk of liver damage, because the liver is one of the largest organs in our body. So without a healthy liver, the body struggles, often fails to detox our body. So damage to the liver often enlarges the organ, damages the blood vessels, causing the scarring of the tissue. So liver disease usually produces jaundice, the fatty liver, and even some liver tumors. So here are some functions that are required of the liver to do for your body, and these functions suffer when it gets ill. The liver is supposed to neutralize poisons, to detoxify you, to regulate hormones that would be influencing, say, your fertility, your sex drive, your prostate gland, and your breast glands. Also, it helps regulate blood sugars, and it helps regulate fat. And the things that will trash your liver in a skinny minute would be your recreational drugs and, of course, prescribed medications. Some examples would be contraceptives and anti-inflammatory pain relievers. So prescribed medicines can actually promote what is called drug-induced hepatitis. And there's a full list of the drugs that can damage the liver this way. You can go to hepcnet.net for that list. And, of course, if you're on our newsletter list, you get a hot link to jump right over to that page and see if you're taking anything that may damage your liver. Now, if you want to sign up for the newsletters, they are absolutely free. And you just go to thepowerherbs.com and you click on books and newsletters and sign up for free. They are delivered by email only. So take advantage of this free subscription. Some of the other things that would also trash your liver would be excessive alcohol, sugar, eating a lot of fatty foods, excessive hormone rushes like adrenaline, because it can lead to an emotional imbalance like depression, anger, and immune system dysfunction. So you don't want to exhaust those glands that produce adrenaline. Also, aerosol sprays, you want to avoid those. They're very bad for the liver. Here is a quote from Ananish Kalsorda. He's a biochemistry professor at University of Illinois. And he says the human liver can become chronically damaged by toxins such as alcohol and medicines, but still continue to function, attempting to heal itself with self-repair. So the liver is resilient, but we got to help it along because millions of people are prescribed a lot of heart medicines and antibiotics. And these two groups of drugs can risk your liver to deadly hepatitis, especially if you're on repeated courses or on these drugs for life. Here's a quote from Dr. Richard Stroneman. He's also a molecular biologist at University of California. And he says toxic hits from smoking and alcohol can traumatize the liver and cause genetic instability in its cells, causing a lot of inflammation. Therefore, not all hepatitis is viral. And also Dr. Joseph Mercola says no one has ever been able to document according to basic long-held scientific standards of virology that substances which is proposed to be an infectious hepatitis C virus. So he is stating that hepatitis C virus is a fiction. Well, let's take a note here. We often forget that, medicinal herbs are potent, okay? Modern medicine didn't use herbs to make drugs in the beginning if they weren't potent. So some are herbs that are very potent are intended to be used sparingly or for a short term. So therefore, if we overdo them, some of these herbs, we can stress the liver. So we want to take note of that. So you educate yourself on these herbs that you may be using. And these are really only meant to be used for a short burst. Herbs such as cascara sagrada, chaparral, comfrey root, kava, mistletoe, gerrymander, ephedra, and shark cartilage. And a short burst could be anywhere from a few days to a few weeks. Okay, so that's what that means. Also, let's cover, let's cover some of the vaccines that can stress the liver. There are a number of vaccines that have been scientifically documented as to cause liver disease. The influenza vaccines and the hepatitis B vaccines are culprits. Now, you'd probably be thinking, well, I'm taking hepatitis B to help my liver. Well, yeah, you're getting gene therapy is what you're getting. That's what you're getting with vaccines. But here's a quote from Dr. Stefan Kalring and Dr. Joan Walowski. And they say fraud in medicine and vaccine testing encapsulates how medical research can be manipulated to achieve desired results and why it's wise to question the integrity and validity of science-based medicine, end of quote. So, you have to do your due diligence, right? People are kind of shocked, Frank. People are really shocked that, you know, oh, my doctor would never do that, or medicine wouldn't be that cruel and deceptive and evil. And my attitude is, well, what did you expect? Satan is living on planet Earth. He's influencing people. What did you expect? He takes and corrupts good things, see, or what was meant to be good. All right, let's look at the new research discoveries. Yeah, always good to look at some of the new stuff coming down the pike. Your liver really is designed to regenerate, and it has if it has the right nutrition, it does it very well. And in September 2018, the University of Illinois, they discovered that when your liver is attempting to heal itself, it has this special process for cell repair. So the biochemists were reporting that there's these chemical signals to the liver, and it seems to return the liver cells to what is called a postnatal restoration. So apparently science is saying that these restorative cells lie dormant and are not activated, and there's no cell division by them unless there is liver damage. So this research was investigating liver behavior on a molecule level, and the research got published in the Journal of Nature Structural and Molecular Biology. Here's a quote from one of the biochemists, Annalisa Calastora, who says, "The liver is a resilient organ. It can restore up to 70% of lost mass and function after just a few weeks," end of quote. Right. It can, if it has the right building blocks, if your body has the stamina and you're not continuing to poison it. Let's look at some of the animal models that they used in their research. So these biochemists test their theory using mice, and then they severely damaged their livers with a lot of toxins. Then they stated that the injured liver cells go through what they call cell reprogramming, turning their function into a neonatal type cell, and then and with gene expression. So apparently when the liver tissue is attempting to regenerate, proteins are released and the RNA is rearranged and it processes it differently. So an analogy would be if you got a hole in your sock and then you wanted to stitch it all back together. Okay, so the proteins that initiate this repair are varied, but we're told they are generated from one single gene. So each protein will have different function and properties, and it would appear that the normal liver regeneration function works similar to gene editing because it's using the proteins that it wants and splicing cells together. Now, science has called this the Hippo signaling pathway. Well, let's look at some liver support herbs. I've often mentioned milk thistle is a great herb. It offers a lot of antioxidants to the liver, so it can relieve the cellular stress on that organ, and so it can regenerate and repair itself. So milk thistle has been actually used for hundreds of years for things like fatty liver, inflamed liver, jaundice, cirrhosis, and hepatitis. So there is also study supporting that the mineral nutrients in chlorella that help the liver purge its own toxins. So don't forget the chlorella as well as your milk thistle. Also, the topic of liver cancer has come up from time to time. And so the herbs that I've just mentioned, your milk thistle, chlorella, always good to use. I would use that for any cancer situation, especially with the livers involved. But I would also add dandelion root because Windsor Medical University in Quebec, Canada, in 2012, they published their research that dandelion root, they noticed, helps all types of cancer cells commit suicide, kills the cancer cells. So I would definitely jump on that, you know, dandelion root as well if the liver cancer was involved. And so you have tremendous power to help your organs heal themselves. Sometimes they need some extra support from us. You have the power to save your liver is what I'm saying. So the answer to liver problems really could just be a phone call away. Yeah, the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they have the herbs I've mentioned. They have the herbs for a natural anti-inflammatory pain relief, so you don't have to risk yourself to the over-the-counter prescription stuff. They have that in regular and extra strength. It's a liquid. Also, they have the chlorella. It's in the body food mix. They have the milk thistle, of course, that has the antioxidants. And they also have heart formulas, so you don't have to risk your liver there. The dandelion root they do have. And so you could just give them a call. And their number is toll-free in the U.S. and Canada. That number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Of course, you can visit them online at thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, and request a free catalog. You can download it from the website, or you can request a hard copy, and it's absolutely free. They are also smack in the middle of their fall stock-up sale for you guys that want to stock up on your cold and flu, get some cleanses out of the way before the hectic holidays get here. They got a bunch of stuff, and you can save 15% and get free U.S. ground ship on orders of $50 or more now through the 6th of October. So you're getting about, they're giving you guys about 2 weeks to get it together there and get things stocked up. And of course, for those of you that have not heard, the herbal tinctures, if you store them in an environmentally controlled area, they typically have a shelf life of 10 years. So if you're kind of, you know, getting some backup medicines together, this is a good time to get some and save some money. So thepowerherbs.com. ThePowerHerbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. They are making a professional strength formula that's totally organic, till standard organic, and it is for practitioners and you. So check it out, ThePowerHerbs.com. All right, we got a few minutes before we got to take our first break, and so we're going to talk about our beneficial report. You know, the world recognizes the German E-Commission. It's kind of the health authority, similar to the United States' FDA. But the German E-Commission created in 1978 a German federal health agency, and they developed this agency to specifically study the safety and efficiency of herbal medicines. So in 1994, they published about 400 monographs or recipes using herb medicines. So the research that they produce included, you know, the dose, the plant action, and any side effects. Now, the U.S. practitioners are permitted access to this information for their use as well. And the monographs from Germany are considered, quote, proof that the herbs are safe and efficient enough and have enough standards that have gone through rigorous testing as if it were in the United States. So the Germany actually embraces the use of a lot of medicinal herbs. There are people over there who love using herbs, but only under typically strict guidelines, and the research has to be proven for the desired effect from the plant. Now, according to world health authorities, compared to the United States, Germany far exceeds the use of herbal medicine and also supplements. So they're way ahead of us. And how much more are they ahead of us? Well, about 70% of their substances prescribed by German physicians are herbal. Yeah. So notice that in Germany you will need a physician's prescription, though, or permission to use your herbs over there. So herbal medicine prescriptions are paid for by their socialized healthcare system in Germany, and currently Germany utilizes about 1,400 different herbal medicines, and that usually incorporates about 700 species of plants. So why is that important? Well, when a country socializes their healthcare system, they turn the availability and the legal right to use the medicinal herbs over to the government, in which case we have witnessed that such action can promote a lot of loss of availability to some herbs, like in the case of some of the European Union countries lost over 20 or 30,000 medicinal herbs availability to, you know, use them. So when food and herbs and spices become highly regulated, they become more difficult and expensive to get. So scientific medicine in the United States has often said that herbs have no medicinal value. So we're going to take a look at that and other health authorities, what scientists are saying about your medicinal value in your herbs. Here is a quote from the Journal of Clinical Nutrition that was published in 2008. It said about one-third of all the FDA-approved drugs use a conventional medicine, and they have their origins from plants. Okay, that would be your herbs, see? Also, World Health Organization says about 70% of the world population relies on plants for their primary health care, utilizing 70,000 species used as medicine. So they know how many species we're using. Isn't that interesting? Also, the Journal of the Medical and Aromatic Plants, November 2012, stated at least 50 major prescription drugs originated from approximately 17% of medicinal plants. The chemical diversity of plants represents a potential limitless source of the use of pharmaceutical drugs. Well, why not just use the plant? It's balanced chemistry. You won't have side effects, or less likely anyway. Also, here's a quote from Daniel Mormon. He's an anthropobotanist, and he says, in the United States, the herbal medicine represents a rich and unexplored source of nutrients for pharmaceuticals. Native Americans used about 9% of the medicinal plants available, and a majority of the plants remain unknown and unexplored, end of quote. Well, yeah, we've got lots of, you know, benefits, lots of surprises, lots of healing potential out there. God's covered the gamut. We just got to go out there and do our due diligence with it. All right, real quickly, early medications. Medical science took nutrition from herbs to make synthetic copycat drugs with. Plants like snake root from India, they make blood pressure drugs out of that. Also, foxglove plant, they use it to make digitalis. Willow bark, they use to make aspirin, the synthetic version. Mahung, or ephedrine, is used for your allergy and asthma drugs, like Sudafed. A European periwinkle is used, it contains a Toxol, so they use it for an anti-cancer compound drug. And also wormwood, they use that for a malaria treatment. So, yeah, see how powerful your medicinal herbs are, and that God put that power in your hands? Yeah, that's right. He did, and God can't lie. I can see by the clock we're going to be taking a short break, but we're also going to cover some of the botanical wisdoms you may not have heard about, but you're going to be savvy about. We'll be right back.
Look over yonder, what do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the3ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're talking about our beneficial effect report. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, don't really think about mixing a lot of their medicinal herbs with, let's say, over-the-counter products. You know, if you do that, you know, some herbs can kill certain cells that promote disease and cancer, but when you mix them with a synthetic product, you may get a different effect. Now, the Journal of Clinical Nutrition, in there, science was admitting that herbs have power to kill cancer cells. So herbs in their original state aren't patentable, and so medicine has to change them. And usually when they change the complexity of the chemistry, you can take an herb and make it a lethal toxin, and then they synthesize it and make it a drug. So really it's important to get your whole food chemistry. You have the buffer alkaloids there, and you have a better chance of not having side effects. Now, people are actually not told that, you know, they shouldn't mix a lot of their prescription or over-the-counter meds with some of their herbs. Doctors are recommending that, you know, traditional treatments for things, you know, stick to those. So if you're going to stick with traditional, you know, allopathic medicine, sometimes you can't use the natural therapies depending on what you're trying to achieve. So if you do, you could be canceling those two therapies out. So you want to, at that point, you want to stick with one or the other. So you should select one mode of treatment, not mix the two, is what I'm getting at. Now, one of the herbs that blew the scientists' minds was the echinacea plant. There was this journal article on anti-infective effects of herbs, and echinacea root was in there. So the scientists really weren't agreeable with each other on which of the six active elements within the root was the benefactor at destroying infections. One thing the scientists did agree on was the echinacea root really has this powerful inert influence over your immune system function, and in particular, to mobilize your killer T cells, your macrophage cells, to destroy infections. So that's why it's an immune booster. Hello? Doctors say you can't boost your immune system. Well, science just said they can. All right, botanical wisdom. Got to have some of that. Some scientists recognize that there's an accumulation of botanical knowledge that gets passed down through traditional systems of medicine. You got the Asian, China, India regions. You got the Middle East. You got Europe, Africa, North America, because you got indigenous plants in these regions. And usually, you know, in a lot of cultures, it was the woman, the mother, that would pass it on down to the next generation. So the hidden power in plants has been learned, usually by trial and error, similar to what science is doing in the lab with their synthetic drugs and then every day that you're taking the stuff. So trying to unlock the biological action of herbs can be complicated. So this is what's stumping a lot of science. So herbs have active, they have also complex chemical compounds, but they work synergistically. They can't usually work without the other. And this is the problem science runs into trying to patent stuff. They change the action when they separate things and fractionalize plant compounds. See, give you an example. Aspirin is salicin from willow bark or meadowsweet. And then when they fractionalized it so they can patent it, it became acetyl salicylic acid. And this is why you have an influence or interference with immune system with it, lowers fever, bleeding issues, things like that. So, yeah, you know, it's a sticky wicket to try to rewrite God's copyright, you know. Herbs, you know, are very complex. Science hasn't figured out all of it yet. So each component in an herb has a direct and even an indirect impact on your body. And when you're missing some of these elements, it causes an imbalance, and then you get undesirable reactions. So scientific medicine really should respect this evolutionary approach to herbal medicine, trial and error, right? What was working got passed down. Now, several generations and use of plants worldwide remain really the first choice of treatment for a lot of people on this planet. Here's a quote from Norman Farnsworth, U.S. pharmacologist. He says, 89 plant-derived drugs currently prescribed in the industrial world were discovered by studying traditional herbal medicine. Yeah, herbal medicine is the original medicine, okay? It's not the alternative medicine. It's the original medicine. Here's a quote from the Journal of Medicinal and Aromatic Plants, November 2012. People cannot live without plants for medicine, oxygen, forage, and food. You can't live without plants for those reasons. You're using them to produce your oxygen in your atmosphere. You're foraging for food, and you're using it for your medicine. Take away the plants, and we're dead. Here is a quote from the Journal of Medicinal Aromatic Plants, again, same issue. Medical research indicates that epidemic disease from the geographical locations usually offer plants that cure or contain the spread of that disease. So wherever the disease originates, there's usually an antidote for it there. They also went on to say medicinal oils from plants will have varying potency depending on the altitude that the plants are grown in. Higher altitudes offer higher concentrations in the essential oils. Wow, there you go. Anything grown in the Himalayas? Get it from there, right? Like the goji berries. Hey, Frank, have you ever eaten a real goji berry? You know, have you ever? You have? Okay. It's not like a cranberry. It's not, you know, it's not sticky and it's not real sweet. You know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of tobacco. It tasted kind of like tobacco to me. Yeah, it was a bit chewy. It was firm. You got to be careful you get real authentic goji berries and not the wolf berries, which are, you know, kind of snuck in there and people think they're gojis. Real goji berries from the Himalayas, you know, the kind that the monks threw in a bag, put on the mule and walked down the mountain with, they taste like tobacco to me. You know, they have that, I don't know, maybe they get a little genetic cousin to the tobacco in there. That is just what it tastes like to me. Did it taste like tobacco to you, Frank? What did it taste like? A hard raisin? Is that what you said? Raisins are sweet. I didn't find goji berries to be that sweet. Okay. Well, the difference in healing philosophies is a big, big approach to medicine. You've got... Okay. Frank saying taste wasn't consistent. Okay. Well, we've got healing philosophies to talk about here. And you got the ancient herbal world, and you got the modern scientific medicine, and never will the twain meet because they're different in philosophies. There's different focus. Now, the ancient world's focus was on wellness, not on disease. Modern medicine's focus is on disease. Ancient healers that used plants as their medicine really didn't address symptoms, but they addressed the entire physiology of the patient. So about 2,000 years ago, man would take poppy seeds to make pain drugs like morphine out of it. And, of course, you know, then you've got the average person no longer has now free access to a lot of these pain plants to help us manage pain. So typically, that is what, you know, governing bodies do. They restrict the availability and the use of plants known to have some great benefit, and they leave the population with plants that have less of a pain relief benefit. So this is what you have seen actually within the European Union. The 13 countries there, they lost over 20,000 plants. They can't get use of them anymore. The government just up in like a day or so, struck those plants off the available list. They also did something really outrageous because a lot of plants, when you combine them, have a synergistic effect and have more power. So European Union doesn't want combination herb liquids. They want just single plant herb liquids. Now, one thing the government can't seem to, you know, erase, though, is hundreds of years of empirical history of how herbs have benefited man's health. And you know why? You know why they can't erase it? You know why they can't, you know, just sweep it all under the rug like it never happened? It's, you know, it's not like it's a big monument they can knock down, okay? Because God spoke it. That's why. God spoke it. He said, herbs to heal for the service of man, the healing of the nations. And man listened and used the herbs. And when God speaks something, it stays. It's forever. All right, let's look at some of the top sellers on herbal medicines that, you know, usually, you know, the world gravitates to in mass. The three top sellers on herbal products tend to be, year after year, ginkgo biloba products to improve cognitive function, as well as garlic as an all-around anti-infectious agent. It's a broad-spectrum thing. Also ginseng for energy. Give the body stamina, especially if you're coming off a long convalescence. The ginseng is an awesome thing to have. Now, the common reasons people in the industrialized parts of the world are kind of gravitating to a lot of herbal medicine for, like, chronic, non-life-threatening health problems because it's less expensive, it's gentler on the body, less toxic, it fits their philosophy or ideology. Also, they want to avoid side effects or adverse events. And it is a more personalized healthcare, as well as allows greater understanding to well-being. You know, when you use herbs, Frank, when you use herbs, you notice things. If you pay attention, your body's talking to you, lets you know, hey, I like that dose, I didn't like that dose, or I like this herb and I didn't like that herb. So if you let your body relate to you, if you're paying attention to how you're feeling, how you're operating and functioning, the body's going to let you know. So it's very personal. Now, according to the World Health Organization, the herbs that people apply for the treatment for things that are very acute or even chronic health conditions are, people have cardiovascular disease that's chronic, as well as prostate problems, depression, inflammation, pain type problems, immune system issues, as well as diabetes. So those are your top ones. And more people are gravitating to a natural solution for those everyday chronic illnesses. Well, let's look at what the process here is, because I've mentioned, you know, the National Cancer for Biotechnology on a biomolecule level. They say this about herbal medicine. They said this back in 2011. They say plants made into extracts or tinctures will vary depending on the ingredient quality, the catalyst that's used, the temperature used, the extraction aging method used, the time allowed to age it. So there is really no standardization, and the product is likely to vary significantly. So this is what the European Union is trying to do. They're trying to standardize your herbal supplement industry. But it's impossible to standardize it. And do you know why, Frank, it's impossible to standardize? Take a guess. What do you think is going to get in their way from really standardizing the industry? Well, I'll tell you. Plants vary from year to year, crop to crop. They vary in the weather temperature that affects them, the water, the soil. So plants vary from year to year. They're so different. Sometimes you can get herbs that are a bit sweeter one season than another, or more bitter in one season than another. So there's really no reason to try to artificially regulate that, because you're not going to be able to. What they'll do is they'll attempt to regulate the effectiveness or the potency down to, like, nothing. And that's regulation. You know, make sure everybody gets nothing. Well, that's what's going on in the biochemical profiling that the European Union and the WHO is doing with regarding to your plants. They want material consistency. they want to make your organic herbs like synthetic drugs, is what it's That's the road they're going down. So the problem is, you know, some of your herbs have so many chemical components that, you know, it's being difficult for them to synthesize them all. See, if the European Union, the WHO, and all those brainiacs over there had it their way, they would be able to break down and identify all your chemical components, your signatures of your herbs, isolate them, and then sell those elements separately so that you can buy them and then reassemble them for your herb so that everybody gets the same standardized everything. I think it's ridiculous, but that's their thinking. If you get too much processing in the mix, you're exposing the plant to heat and other procedures that, you know, kind of damage the chemical component, and all of a sudden you've got, you know, a formula that's not potent, very weak, not gonna do it. Now, if you look at the, I don't care if it's the United States or the European, if you look at the pharmacopoeia. I went to the Library of Congress and I got the U.S. pharmacopoeia. I had it on international library loan, and I wanted to see how they recommended people make herbal tinctures. Well, I'm going to tell you the monograph, the recipe that they wanted people to follow was ridiculous. Ridiculous, I tell you. You would wind up with very weak formula if you followed that advice. Okay. And you know, the WHO is really a driving force behind what I would call the pharmaceutical regulation of herb medicines. And, one area in particular, that they are stressing is, you know, it has to be safe. We're monitoring. They want to monitor it for safety. I want to ask everybody out there, when was the last time you heard that 100,000 people in 1 year died from an herb like they are from prescription drugs? I've never seen a death certificate that said death by herb. You know, I've never seen one. So we're just doing it all wrong. We're allowing the toxic poisons in prescription drugs to come out in mass and pretty much just euthanize people. Whereas, you know, they want to suppress the medicinal power of God's medicines. So here's another quote. This is from the WHO in 2011. They say national policies are the basis for defining the role of traditional medicines in natural health care programs and ensuring the necessity of regulations and legal mechanisms to be established for promoting and maintaining good practice, good safety, and access to health care resources. Well, I mean, we already have a lot of regulation through the Supplement Act that Congress put in place and the FDA's put in place. So, and that's why you don't see on death certificates death by herb, because people are following the rules and they're making really good stuff. You know, they're making stuff that, you know, they'd give to their families. So, herbs have benefits, and the average person really doesn't need the government to tell them that. Doesn't need a report releasing, confirming that herbs have health benefits. Because if you read your scripture, God already tells you that they have health benefits. God can't lie. So why do you need the Congress to tell you that, or the FDA to tell you that, or the German E-Commission to tell you that? You're getting it from the highest authority, the Creator. Yeah. So, you know, if you haven't really decided, you know, if you're going to stand up and fight for your right to take back the power and be well and healthy, then I don't know what to say. You know, when the regulatory bodies want to, if you're not going to push back and they want to take away your availabilities, well, you know, that's it. So I want you to, you know, get your mindset to realize, somewhere in the future, what's over across the pond tends to come over here. So I've been saying it for a while now. They've tried several ways coming in the back door, and I think the socialized healthcare is just one avenue. So the powerherbs.com, not only do they make a professional strength formulation, but they for you know professionals, practitioners that love the stuff, they say it's the best. I think we have a physician quote up on our website that says he's tested our stuff against every product he gets all over the world, and ours is the best. For practitioners and you, and an educated consumer is a safe one. So you'll get a lot of information with your products from the folks at Apothecary Herbs. You'll get, fact sheets. You'll get, doses, by weight for children and pets. And if you have questions, they have product support. So, I mean, you're not kind of just learning it on your own. You've got support there. They want you to be successful with the products you're using, the tools you're using, and the results matter. And that's why you see a lot of the feedback up on the website in the product catalog. So if you haven't gotten their product catalog, I recommend you request one. It's totally free. You can go to the powerherbs.com and request one, and you'll get a download link if you want to download it to your computer or whatever device you have. But you can also get a hard copy mailed to you. And I don't know, I'm kind of old-fashioned. I like the hard copy. I do. I mean, don't need electricity to look through it. So thepowerherbs.com, they specialize in immune boosting and organ cleansing, but they do have a lot of metabolic strengthening products. So if it's your goal to get off lifelong drugs, then you'll definitely want to check that out. They also have some herbs for pets, some natural flea and tick collars in the fall's coming, when any fleas, definitely look there in that section of their website or in their catalog. And of course, there is also regulation notices in there, counter regulatory, so that you're educated about, should I order this because I'm taking antidepressants or I'm taking anticoagulants? So if there is any kind of connection there between the herb and that type of thing, it's listed with the product so that you know, and you may not want to use that herb because of your medication. So they're letting you know ahead of time so that you're not surprised. So educated consumers, see, best customers. All right, so thepowerherbs.com. If you miss any of the Herb Talk shows, you can go to their archive section on the website. Do sign up for the free product catalogs under the Books and Newsletters tab. It's delivered by email, empowering information that you'll get each and every week, and you can share with family and friends and pass on that power. So, I want you all to have a great weekend. Stay well out there. I'm out of time, but I'll be back next week. And again, thank you for your phone calls and emails asking how we did with Hurricane Florence. We did very well. God was good. So thank you. It warmed our hearts that you were concerned. Well, the information provided is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. So seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.